Crossing's Brian Cabasso, listening to our show today on Border Crossings in Zambia. He says the land of Chitambo Village and the Victoria Falls monumental memorable journeys of one of the greatest explorers of the 18th century, Dr. David Livingston. So thank you, Brian, for checking in from Zambia with us here on Border Crossings and requesting that song for Patrick Mulufeyo and Patrick Kaunda and Rebecca Zimba and Mabel Kampamba and all the others in the 1982 graduating class at Kalela Primary School in Kitwe, grade 1 from 1982. Hope you all enjoyed your request there. Chiquita from ABBA, who are being honored in the Mamma Mia musical that is hard to believe. Kind of sad to think about this, but it's in its farewell tour right now. This musical began on Broadway in 2001. It was the first Broadway musical to hit the stage in New York City following the 9/11 tragedy. And looking back at all the years and all the performances, sold-out performances, standing ovations, the great costumes, the great music, it's sad to think about it, but the musical is coming to an end, and it's on its farewell tour right now. This past year, a big year for ABBA fans, because it was the first time in 30 years that all four members of ABBA reunited on stage in Stockholm, Sweden. And they were there to mark 50 years since Bjorn and Benny first got together to write music. So all the members joined, and they performed a little bit. Their last tour together was in 1982. So just think about that. Wow, it's a long time. ABBA, who've been offered millions and millions and millions of dollars to tour again, but they turn it down every time. I want to say hello to Moses Sarugo, who just checked in from Kampala to say hello. He's listening. Lamin Abdul Ture is in Sierra Leone. We heard from Ria Lorvin. A new listener named Sydney. Sydney Ahiabor is with us as well. Awalu England geographer and Donna Pever. Mary Buckman checked in. Thank you very much for going to our Facebook page. Kaveh Mad. Mohammed J. Ba is with us. Vincent Maloba, Payam, is tuned in today. Charles Borromeo and Gull is tuned in. Hello, Gull. Thank you for joining us today on the Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Also heard from Kay Rowland and Fatima Unalar is also tuned in. So thank you, everybody. Abedin, we're glad you're with us here on Border Crossings. Coming up, we've got a request now from Leslie, and Leslie is in Kuwait and wants me to play Keith Urban, who just got back from a nice, much-needed, well-deserved vacation back home in Australia with his wife, actress Nicole Kidman, who's also from Australia. And he is going to be performing New Year's Eve in Nashville at a place called the Jack Daniels Music City Nightclub. And that's New Year's Eve. It's a big, giant music festival, many artists, but Keith Urban is the headliner for the show. Here's a request from Leslie from Keith Urban's collection. This is Blue, Ain't Your Color.
I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sink all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar, 'cause he ain't gonna treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway, 'cause you look like you hadn't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, baby. Looks good on the sky, looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so black and white, he's stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color. Not trying to be another just pick you up kind of guy, trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I don't understand how another man can take your son and turn it ice cold. Well, I've had enough to drink, and it's making me think that I just might tell you if I were a painter, I wouldn't change you. I'd just paint you bright, baby. 'Cause blue looks good on the sky. Looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so black and white, you're stealing your thunder. Baby blue ain't your color.
Hey everyone, this is Keith Thurbin, and you're listening to my good friend Larry London.
Remember, he said, take care of daddy says you. When trouble comes to town and men like me come around, oh, my daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot.
Border Crossings. Beyonce with a...
Jumpy.
An unusual sound for Beyonce.
That should have gotten a Grammy nomination.
It should have, could have, would have, but it didn't.
She's got Grammy nominations in every other category. Why didn't Daddy Lessons
get it? That's right. What the heck with 10? Who cares? You give her 9, give her 10.
Give her 10. It's a nice round number.
And that song is country.
Yeah.
I mean, that song for Beyonce, who would have ever thought that she could get away with country? But, yep, she's Beyonce.
There it is.
She can do anything she wants.
She wants.
That's a request from Muntu in Ghana, and it's called Daddy Lessons on Border Crossings. You're listening to a couple of daddies right here on The Voice of America, Ray McDonald and Larry London. And Ray is here because it's Tuesday, and it's time for Chart Chat.
Yeah, and I got a big song for you. I only have one song for you today, but it's a big one. It's a big one. It's I Don't Want to Live Forever by Taylor Swift and Zayn. And it's the Hotshot debut at number 6. And this could be the beginning of something big for both of them. Signals interesting shifts in direction. And we'll delve a little deeper. I know that you've played some Taylor earlier in the hour, but we'll delve a little deeper into Taylor and Zayn after I Don't Want to Live Forever.
Wide open behind these four walls, hoping you come. It's just a cruel existence, like it's no point hoping at all. Baby, baby, I feel crazy. Up all night, and every day. Give me something, but you say nothing. What is happening to me?
So that song just kind of dropped out of a clear blue sky. Taylor Swift and Zayn, I Don't Want to Live Forever. It's our Hot Shot debut at number 6 this week on the Hot 100. It's from the soundtrack to 50 Shades Darker, which is the 50 Shades of Grey sequel that's coming out in February. This is Taylor's first new music in 2 years.
Ooh. The number one on iTunes.
Number one, oh yeah, number one on iTunes for sure. And signals an interesting direction for Taylor, possibly. There's been talk that her next album may be more of an R&B effort. Taylor Swift co-wrote and co-produced this song. Well, she co-wrote the song with Jack Antonoff, who also produced it. And
I heard that Gigi is the one who made it happen.
Well, Gigi is the link,
she's the
of
link.
Course, between Taylor Swift
the
and
Girl Squad.
Zayn. She's in Taylor's Girl Squad. She's Zayn's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she was the linchpin of all
this. The facilitator.
The facilitator. Yeah, maybe she gets a 10% finder's fee.
That's it. Good song. It's typical Zayn and, mm-hmm. you know, untypical Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is doing a pre-Super Bowl concert on February 4th.
Wow.
And it's going to be interesting to see if she drops any more new music.
She's due.
She is due. Mm-hmm. She also just signed a deal with AT&T and DirecTV to have her own channel, Taylor Swift Now, which will be music videos, all Taylor all the time. Ooh. Music videos, performance footage, behind-the-scenes stuff. So if you're a Taylor Swift fan, you know, you got to fork out the money for that.
Mm-hmm.
Zayn has a second solo album due out next year. The next single of his will be the lead-off single from that album.
All right. Look forward to that. Now, Ray and I were talking off the air about, and I just want to go back to what we started with at the beginning of the hour. It's been a tough year for music, for all the losses that we've suffered. You know, some folks way too young, 53, and Prince was, 57, 58? It's way too young.
A few years ago, I'm a classic rock fan, and a few years ago I noticed that a lot of my old favorite rock musicians, once they hit their 60s, they started getting sick and dying.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a fact of life. And now we're seeing it. 2016, it was a convergence of high-profile deaths. Back in January 10th, David Bowie passed away. And that sort of started the ball rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Prince dying in April. He was only 57.
Mm-hmm.
George Michael died on Christmas Day. It was so horrible. His partner found George dead in their home on Christmas morning.
Hmm.
Cause of death is listed as heart failure. The police say there were no suspicious circumstances. And what can you say? I mean, it's just been... I particularly felt the loss of Keith Emerson and Greg Lake. I was a huge Emerson, Lake, and Palmer fan.
Mm-hmm.
And their passing affected me quite a bit. But, you know, all of these huge influential
Glenn
artists.
Fry,
yes,
Sharon
Glenn Fry.
Jones, Leon Russell, yep. Larry Cohen. I mean, on and on.
The list goes on and on. And I'm only hoping that 2017 is a little more merciful in that regard.
Well, fingers crossed. Fingers
sure.
crossed. I mean, you know, I hate to say can't get worse, because when you say that, you know, that's the kind of, you don't want to say that. But we shall see what the new year brings. What's your resolution for the new year?
My resolution.
Since the next time I see you, it'll be 2017.
My resolution is to just keep on being me, but a better me.
A better you, more of you. You got to eat some figgy pudding, whatever the heck that is. Well, thank you.
What's your resolution?
I want to get less of me. That's what I want. I want to get fit.
We got to hit the gym, my man.
Yeah, as you get a little older, the years go up, the waistline gets larger.
Yes, it does. The metabolism slows down, and
that's what I got.
You can't eat as many Christmas cookies as you used to.
Well, Wagner keeps bringing them in.
It's all Wagner's fault.
Thank you, Ray, for joining us.
Thank you, Larry.
Look forward to another year working with you and hearing Chart Chat on Tuesdays.
It's been great.
And it's Ray on the Hits?
Ray on the Hits on Twitter.
All right. Thank you, my friend. This is Border Crossings, and we continue now with another request here on Border Crossings. Actually, it's the contest. I'm sorry. Let's do the contest. We're going to give away the Now 60 CD, and that's what I promised. Hooray! Okay, so we don't have a drum roll, but I'm going to just pick the random selection without the timpan drum roll. And today, the lucky listener of the day is Clem in Ghana. So, hey, there's that crowd. There they are. Here's a song request from, I think it is this Drake? This is Drake, and this is called One Dance for Clem and Ghana on Border Crossings.
Baby, I like your style.
Grips on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
If you're down, I'll take it slow. Make you lose control.
Taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
It's Border Crossings, and that is music from Drake, and that is called One Dance for Clem and Ghana. I want to say hi to Sonda James. Sonda is a new listener in Nigeria tuning into the show. Andrew, that's it. Show's over.
Okay, bye everyone in the whole wide world.
All right, goodbye. That covers it. You just covered everybody. Goodbye to everybody in the whole wide world. You want to say happy holidays?
Happy holidays. I mean, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy whatever it is you're celebrating. Thank you again, Ray, for coming on the show and joining
happy,
us.
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thanks to Wagner, engineer, Felicia, our director, and thanks to you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more requests and dedications. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, or by email, bordercrossings@voa.gov. Be safe, and we'll return tomorrow at 1500 Universal, right here on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.